The Power of the Mind, by Krishna's Mercy.
Sanjat Kop, Sphuritarunadhran. Sandasha Dadbhir Dhimantha Bhajan. Bhitva Mrisha Shurdrish Dashmana Raho. Jaghas Hayangav Mantarangat.
Quote, being very angry and biting his reddish lips with his teeth, Krishna, with false tears in his eyes, broke the container of yogurt with a piece of stone. Then he entered a room and began to eat the freshly churned butter in a solitary place. Srimad Bhagavatam, 10.9.6.
Have you ever watched scenes in a dramatic presentation, be it a movie, a television show, or a play, laugh at what is going on, but not really relate until later on? That has happened to me in recent times. The scene depicts being so angry at someone, being obsessed with the supposed insult received. The offending party has no idea, though, when the offended finally brings up what happened, the other person cannot recall. They offer some other explanation for what occurred. It makes total sense, and the offended party feels embarrassed to have wasted so much time being upset, for no reason. This has happened to me. I have been obsessed over different things over the years. Those things really didn't matter. It is like I let these other people control me, for no good reason, either. If we think about it, everything comes down to the mind. It is the mind which creates these different situations. The mind maintains the lasting impression. It is almost like watching a recording over and over. Instead of experiencing the torture, just turn off the player. The mind should think of something else. It should move on. Is that one of the benefits of genuine spiritual life? We can train the mind to focus on transcendence. We can find peace in any situation through diverting thoughts and attention to a more positive place.
Sri Krishna explains the same concept in Bhagavad Gita, that the mind can be considered a friend, but also the worst enemy. The uncontrolled mind is compared to a chariot being pulled in different directions simultaneously, Manarata.
Bandhuratmatmanastasya yenatmevatmanajit. Anatmanastu shatrutve vartetatmev shatruvat.
Quote, for him who has conquered the mind is the best of friends, but for one who has failed to do so, his very mind will be the greatest enemy. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 6.6.
If you speak to any celebrated champion in professional sports, they will explain how their mind remained steady and calm with intense situations. Whereas the supporters were looking on nervously, desperate for a positive outcome, the athlete on the field still had to play. They had to go through the range of motions that were previously repeated, but this time with immense added pressure. The question is then how to best control the mind. The answer is yoga. What is the best kind of yoga? The one that focuses on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are many simultaneous benefits to this kind of yoga. To begin, desires have a central repository. The mind goes out of control when there are too many desires. To artificially suppress desire, just for the sake of it, for achieving another temporary goal, is rather difficult. The attachment will remain, and the renunciation will only be in pretend.
Karmendriyani sanyame. Ya aste mansa smaran. Indriyarthan vimudhatma. Mithyachara sa uchyate.
Quote, one who restrains the senses and organs of action, but whose mind dwells on sense objects, certainly deludes himself and is called a pretender. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 3.6.
Yoga directed towards Krishna changes the nature of desire. The mind focuses on pleasing the Supreme Lord. This means that other desires will instantly become subordinate. They may linger in the periphery, but they are not indulged. Those desires will not be able to harm me since I am occupied with yoga. More than a mechanism for controlling the mind, there is the added benefit of connecting with the absolute truth. Since Krishna is absolute in nature, the thought of him is just as viable as the meeting with him. Contemplating devotional activities is just as good as carrying them out in real life. Through yoga for the benefit of Krishna, it is like we are always with God. We may not have been privy to young Krishna breaking a pot of butter in anger, but we can witness the same in the mind. We can keep that image in the mind for as long as we want. The previous playback loop which haunted us with the vision of bad memories can now show the constant image of transcendence, of the wonderful interaction with the all-merciful Krishna in his favorite place of Gokul, under the loving care of Mother Yashoda. In closing, best to be situated there, in Gokul village where, under Yashoda's care, misbehavior to dare, that the pot to break, and some butter to take, mother frantically behind, rest there my mind.